It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, and welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. So for a number of years, I wrote a monthly postcard from Marco column for Youth Work magazine in the UK. And usually these mini columns focused on a place that I'd recently visited and some observation from that trip. But recently I was looking through some of these old observations and I found this one. I was challenged and reminded of a few things. One, I wanted my self-centeredness to give, I still want my self-centeredness to give way more and more. I want to listen and notice more. Two, I've noticed some movement in this area of my life over the last decade, noticing that with age, affirming and encouraging is coming more naturally to me. And then three, it takes so little effort really to be present to people. And when we do that, we bear the kingdom of God with us, bringing all of those resources along with us into that liminal space. Anyhow, here's the postcard I wrote in September of 2010, almost 14 years ago. I write these little postcards to you all from theoretically places I visit around my travels, but these days I've been traveling so much, my most common place to think about life, faith, and youth ministry is on a plane. Sometimes my time on a plane is quiet, reasonably isolated, thanks to noise-canceling earbuds, and contemplative. Other times, usually due to a talkative traveler in the next seat, I'm engaged in conversation that brings about a different opportunity for reflection, insight, or learning. A week ago, it was the latter of these. I was on a tiny regional jet, one of those with one seat on the left of the aisle and two on the right. I was on the right, on the aisle, and next to me by the window was a smallish, older man in a dated suit and tie. As I stood up to move out of the way for him to take his seat, he said, "I'm a Baptist pastor. Can I give you this?" "Sure," I responded, taking the small leaflet from him. As we sat down, I quickly flipped through his personalized tract, finding it to be an overview of and invitation to his church that would, were I pretty much any variety of spiritual seeker or church shopper, have completely scared me away. Even before we left the gate, he launched in with, "I'm a Baptist pastor. I'd like to talk to you about salvation." Annoyed, I put my book down, attached a feigned smile, and said, "Yeah, I am a pastor also." "What kind?" he said. "Well," I paused, shuffling through my mental files of possible responses, but apparently I paused too long. He finished my sentence for me with a notable disapproving tone. "I see, non-denominational." He wasn't finished. He said, "Do you know for sure that you're going to heaven?" I could see where this was going. Even though I told him I was also a pastor, he wasn't convinced. I assured him of my assurance, and it still wasn't enough. "Tell me how you came to salvation," he asked. I could tell it was a test, but stupidly started talking about the wonderful Christian home I'd been brought up in rather than naming a point of decision I knew he was looking for. "But can you remember the actual moment when you made a decision?" he said. "If you can't, I'd like to help you with that now." I finally convinced him I was already a Christian, even by whatever definition of that was, his definition was. He rambled on a bit about his church and how he'd been there 48 years. And when he paused, I put my earbuds back in and turned to my book, clearly communicating, "I'm done with this conversation." But I couldn't read. Something was poking at my soul, like a child trying to get attention. I finally closed my book and gave the annoying child my attention. What came to mind, and I'm sure this was the Holy Spirit, was, "He said his wife died this year and you ignored him." I sighed. Dang, I'm an insensitive idiot. I was so convinced of my spiritual, theological, ministerial superiority over this old, admittedly annoying saint. Really, I'm guessing most of the saints were probably pretty annoying, that I sinned against him. I closed my book, put my earbuds away. Just as the plane lifted off, I asked, "Could you tell me more about your wife? I'd like to hear everything." He lit up, and he didn't stop sharing about the woman he'd adored for more than 50 years until the plane touched down an hour later. "Who do you need to be present to today, friends?" And since I'm speaking mostly to youth workers here, let's get more specific. What annoying teenager could use your presence and attention this week?
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.